and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And, you know, we read in the scriptures several times that the Savior, Jesus Christ, asks us to be as he is, to be perfect. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by that call? For parents, I'm sure that is a really overwhelming feeling to know that this is God's expectation for you. And I definitely feel that way in my life, and I'm not even a parent yet. But I do find comfort in the true definition of the word perfect, which according to the 13th century old French definition, it means completeness or to bring to full development. Now, even though God wants us to become like him, it's important to note that he knows we are all born into different circumstances with different strengths and weaknesses that make our path to become perfect look very different from each other. And he has given us some guidelines, attributes in the scriptures that we can work on now to become more divine and more like him. As long as we are pointed in the right direction, remember that it only matters that we keep moving forward, trusting in him. So in the Bible, in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter outlines for us these traits that are also listed in a really great old talk by former LDS President Ezra Taft Benson. So there are 7 traits that he says that we can work on now to become closer to our Heavenly Father and more like him. So trait number 1 is faith. Having faith really gives us a foundation to start from and is really how we develop all of these other divine traits. So when we have faith, we believe in God and we believe that he knows us and wants the best for us. And knowing that helps us develop trust with him and allows us to follow him in whatever he asks us to do. Trait number 2 is virtue. And according to President Benson, he says, virtuous behavior implies that a person has pure thoughts and clean actions. Virtue is akin to holiness. And virtue really influences the way that we treat ourselves and the way that we treat and respect other people. And not doing that, not treating others with respect and dignity, will really cause us to lose our way because we'll lose the spirit. Trait number 3 is knowledge. In the scriptures, we learn that it's important for a man to be saved, not in ignorance. And a man can't be saved in ignorance. We need to balance our scholarly studies with a lifetime of spiritual learning because they really are interconnected and they can help us strengthen our own testimonies. And the scriptures can give us inspiration better than almost anything else about what is expected for us and which direction we should take in life. Trait number 4 is temperance. And President Benson also says that temperance means you are restrained in your emotions and your verbal expressions. You do things in moderation and you're not given to overindulgence. In a word, you have self-control. You are the master of your own emotions, not the other way around. Definitely some good advice there. Trait number 5 is patience. And according to President Benson, he says it's another form of self-control and it's the ability to postpone gratification and to bridle one's passions. Patience is composure under stress. So when you're patient, you're way more forgiving of the faults in yourself and in others, and you also know how to wait on the Lord for promised blessings because you love and trust him. And you know that if you wait on him and you are patient, that his promised blessings will come to pass. Trait number 6 is kindness. President Benson says that one who is kind is sympathetic and gentle with others. He's considerate of others' feelings and courteous in his behavior. He has a helpful nature. Kindness pardons others' weaknesses and faults, and kindness is extended to all, the aged, the young, to animals, and to those low of station as well as the high. And the last trait, the crowning trait, is charity, the pure love of Christ, or learning how to love others as Christ loves us. And the scriptures call this the greatest of all the divine traits because this is probably the hardest one of all to develop and one where you'll experience the most growth as you develop it. And it's hard because I think, how do you begin to love people who you feel have wronged you or who are annoying to you or just plain hard to be around? And I've found that if you pray for it, you can start to develop or desire to develop that love. I know I can't naturally love certain people on my own, and that's where I ask God to step in, take over, and help change my heart. So in 2 Peter, he says that if we work on all these traits diligently, then ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's inevitable that as we try to live like God, we will become closer to him and strengthen that bond. So to read this talk from President Benson, you can search for Godly Characteristics of the Master on LDS.org, and it was a really enjoyable read for me this week. We're going to end with a quote from President Benson's talk, and he says, "To be like the Savior, what a challenge for any person. He is a member of the Godhead. He was perfect in every aspect of his life. Is it possible for us to be even as he is? The answer is yes. Not only can we, but that is our charge, our responsibility. He would not give us that commandment if he did not mean for us to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.